to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So remember a couple years ago we were discussing how 1 in 5 people admit to urinating in the pool? And that's just 1 to 5 people admitting it. Okay, I mean, imagine all the people out there that would say, oh, no, I would never do that. Well, now it looks like most public schools, or public pools, I should say. I would probably say schools, too. But most public pools have poop in them. At least 58%, and that was just surveyed. They had to stop because it got so stinky. So we'll talk about what is in your public pool and why you may not want to swallow the water. We also got an idiot who decided to get himself stuck in a baby high chair seat. Police had to extract him. Why, that could be dangerous, and you could actually die of starvation if you cannot get out of that baby seat. Pretty stupid thing that people do, but they do. It also appears that if you have nightmares about your husband cheating, it might be true. There's some research out there saying that some dreams do predict the future. That's always a fun topic. Have you guys ever been able to predict the future? Right? I have. I've been able to predict the future. I knew Obama would be elected. I knew Obamacare would pass. I knew Obamacare would stink and ruin the healthcare system. I was right on. So absolutely, I think a lot of us have that psychic behavior. I do. And then the CDC has come out saying 1 in 5 of our children has a mental health disorder. 1 in 5. Now, some of you who have 5 kids, you're like, yeah, I got to tell you, Junior's got a screw loose. She ain't lying. Well, I got 2 kids. And sometimes I think it's 2 and 2. No. What exactly defines mental health disorder? And do we really have 20% of our children? And that's diagnosed. Okay, what about the kids that haven't been diagnosed? Really have a quote-unquote mental health disorder? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. And, of course, any compliments you have. I really don't feel like any critiques. It's Friday. I don't really want to hear anything bad. I'm already ticked off about the whole IRS thing and watching the hearings. I know, just because I'm on the radio, you know I'm up for an audit. You know, they're going to be like, well, Dr. Dahlia's show, what are your expenses? Can't be makeup. You don't wear makeup. I do wear makeup on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I need to look good, you know, for the engineers and for the microphone. I mean, I want the microphone to be nice and erect. I want to look good, you know. I don't want the microphone to keep falling limp. So, of course, I'm going to, you know, wear nice clothes in the studio and put makeup on. Everybody thinks you wear pajamas in the studio. You can. You can. And I have. I have these camouflage pajama bottoms. And when I used to go to the KDON studios late night, I wanted to be comfortable. I mean, I was wearing Spanx all day long. So when I would be doing my show late night, I would wear my khaki pajama bottoms. I'd wear a top and a jacket, but, I mean, I wanted to be comfortable, please. You know, you're bloating. And, you know, Spanx gives you hives sometimes. When you wear the real, real tight sucker inner clothes, you could actually get hives from that. So I'm sitting there scratching. And, of course, you know, once you let everything out, after wearing Spanx or real tight control tops, you get gassy. Did you guys know that? Yeah, never be around your lady when she's getting out of her Spanx. Now, usually you leave the room because, you know, you don't want to be horrified by what rolls out over. And I get that. I get that. I don't blame you. But a lot of times air shifts because, remember, you've been just pushing pushing that bowel back all the way to your spine and up in between your kidneys to fit into that dress. Finally, you're able to release that pressure on your small intestine, your intestine, you're going to be burping and farting when you take it off. So women really aren't lovely when they take off their Spanx. And when they're getting their Spanx on, I would also probably leave the room. That is probably one of the most depressing, horrific, blood-curdling, sweating type of process. I mean, it's a workout. I feel like I've already, you know, you take a shower, you got your deodorant on, you're ready to get all dressed and look all sexy and primp and all that, and then you put on your Spanx, and I mean, oh my gosh, you're out of breath for like 20 minutes, and then you finally get your body used to, oh, okay, I think I got it. Oh, okay, I think I could breathe. Now I can breathe. And you make yourself fit. So, honestly, men, you know, when you want to make your lady feel sexy, don't watch her dress or watch her undress, right? You know, and go, oh, that looks good. Stay as far. We don't want, and now, once we're dressed and, you know, we got the breasts properly aligned in the bra, bra straps aligned, makeup on, we wiped the sweat off our chest, plucked our upper lip, then you could say, damn, woman, you look good. But not while we're dressing. Leave us alone. My husband knows. I'm like, just get the hell out. Because I don't want him to see the work it takes for me to get into an outfit I was very easily able to wear 20 years ago before two children. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. In addition to, did I give you guys a topic yet? I don't think I gave you guys, did I give you guys a topic? Yeah. Spanx? No, I don't want that to be our topic. Before we, come back, or not before we come, yeah, before we come back from break, trying to get my, prepositions and my, orientation in order, there's also a study saying talking on a mobile phone or a cell phone can actually give you high blood pressure. Because cell phone calls, I guess, give us stress. They found that you raise almost 10 points systolically and 5 points diastolically when you receive a call, even if it's not your mother-in-law calling. This could just be work. It could be the pizza delivery. You know, when my phone rings, it is stressful. My phone rings because I'm always afraid I'm going to get fired or I'm going to lose an affiliate. Someone's going to call me and go, you know what, no. No, that show, no, sorry, Dr. Dahlia, I just gotta go. You know, so I'm always afraid I'm gonna get a call like that. Or I'm gonna get a call from the school, you know, that the kid stuck something up their nose and they're bleeding, God forbid, and I gotta come down and extract it. So that's usually what I'm worried about, so we'll talk about that too. All right, very busy day, don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Great line. All right, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Aaron working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dolly. So throughout the weekend, I can still bug you, give you the latest updates, as well as any beautiful Ronald Reagan quotes that I come up with. Oh, I got a good one here. Oh, accountability. We must reject the idea that every time a law is broken, society is guilty rather than the lawbreaker. It is time to restore the American... Oh, crap, it blocked out. Oh, come on, who is hacking into my... Somebody's hacking into my Ronald Reagan quote. Precept that each individual is accountable for his actions. All right, that was kind of a longer quote. There's some of more of my favorite quotes, but that's going to be the Ronald Reagan quote of the day. Why not have a Ronald Reagan quote of the day? Now, going back to the cell phone issue and blood pressure being raised, you know, when I talk about when your mom calls, when your mother-in-law calls, blood pressure can go up. You know, yeah, we joke about mother-in-laws all the time and mothers, but I got to tell you, this could actually be a lifesaver, this type of information, because when many of you come to the doctor, your blood pressure will be high and you blame it on going to the doctor. And we've talked about white coat hypertension. I think that's a whole bunch of bull crap. I mean, if going to the doctor and seeing their white coat makes you nervous, then I'm sure a G-string makes you nervous, or a kid running out into the middle of the street, you know, grabbing their ball makes you nervous. So a lot of things make you nervous. And if the doctor's able to catch you having a blood pressure spike, then good job for the doctor. And that means you have an issue where your blood pressure spikes, right? Because when people get strokes, when people get heart attacks, that sometimes doesn't happen when everything's hunky-dory. Sometimes it happens when you get a spike in your blood pressure, and we need to figure out what causes those spikes. Well, it looks like one of the causes could be talking on the cell phone. All right? Now, they say, though, even if your blood pressure can rise close to 8-9 points systolic, which is your pumping pressure, and then your diastolic, the bottom number, is your filling pressure, that could rise about 5 points. You know, people always ask me, well, Dahlia, what's the normal level of blood pressure? What should my blood pressure be? Your blood pressure should be about 120 over 80, according to the American Heart Association. I, however, would really want that bottom number in the 70s. If we could have you at 120 over 70, I think you're in real good shape. And those of you walking around 110 over 68, that's good. Now, the reason why people don't like it when I talk about blood pressure, and people don't like the subject of blood pressure, is because it's hard to control. It really is. And we like to control things. People have a much easier time discussing with me in the clinic or hearing me on air about cholesterol, because they notice if they work out a little more, if they cut what they eat, sometimes the cholesterol goes down. You feel like you have a little bit more control. Blood sugar. You can maybe cut back out. You can maybe, you know, drop yourself 10, 15 points by doing some extra activity, changing from your white pasta to wheat pasta, cutting back on the rice and the breads and the tortillas and the, you feel like you have more control. But when it comes to blood pressure, very difficult to control. Remember, there was that study that came out saying salt may not really have as much an effect as we once thought. We knew that because I'd have patients cut back on their salt that stopped using salt and their blood pressure was still the same. For some of those people with blood pressure issues where they spike or have stiffening of the artery, sometimes the salt doesn't really have that much an effect as opposed to those that are more water fluid retainers. Those people, cut it back your salt, you'll see. You'll see something happen. So what I love about this study, where they looked at blood pressure readings of 94 patients with mild blood pressure. These people had an average age of 53 years old. They were seated in a comfortable armchair. They got phone calls, and as they got the phone calls, the researchers tested their blood pressure. I think one of the best times to test your blood pressure is after a phone call. And I've even told my patients this, because they'll say, Dr. Dahlia, don't medicate me. That blood pressure of 180 over 120 is just white coat hypertension. I'm like, all right, fine. Or they say, Dr. Dahlia, please don't diagnose me with high blood pressure because I won't get health insurance. I go, how do you expect to get health insurance or life insurance when you walk in there with a blood pressure of 180 over 110? Oh, and then my drivers. I love my drivers. Man, but I mean, they can't work if their blood pressure is that high. So they come in and they say, Dahlia, just change that 180 to a 100. I cannot do that. That's lying. No, I can't do that. And I don't want you having a stroke on the road. So unfortunately, but like I said, it's so frustrating because these are good people. These are good people. Not drinking, not doing anything that's not in terms of healthy people, you know, not drinking, not putting drugs into their system. They're trying to watch their diet. They're busting their butts, and their blood pressure is still high. So what I tell y'all to do, let's say if your blood pressure is kind of borderline and I'm trying to think of putting you on a medication or not, and, you know, all these little pills are kind of floating around my mind. You got the yellow pill, you got the pink pill, you got the blue pill, you got the white pill. And while I'm thinking about which pill to pick out of the air and throw at you, I tell you, go home and check your blood pressure a few times a day. And go home, check your blood pressure a few times a day. Some of the best time to do it is after a phone call. If your mom calls, wife calls, mother-in-law calls, check your blood pressure right after that. And if you see you spiking, all right, you're a spiker, and spikers a lot of times need blood pressure medication, sometimes in the ACE inhibitor ARB class. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And again, I'm sorry if any of you are a mother or a mother-in-law. I mean, listen, I know I raise my kids' blood pressure. I don't really want you all insulted by that. I'm going to be a mother-in-law one day, God willing. And yeah, I'm going to raise people's blood pressures, and I'm going to probably do it for fun. You know, you don't really get a lot of fun as you age, okay? It's, you know, but one of your joys, one of the perks, is to be able to kind of wreak havoc on things around you. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, to, you know, give my kids one of those, you know, calls and do one of those spot checks, right, where you come into town unannounced. Why not? Or you're like, oh, I'm coming into town. I'll be there in 20 minutes. I, you know, it's fun. you know, just for poops and giggles. For fun this weekend, we're going to take a trailer, go to a Snow Mountain, I believe it's called. I don't think there's any snow on it, though. Do some camping. Take my mom. You know, we really didn't celebrate Mother's Day last weekend because it was my brother's law school graduation. Problem with my mom is, we have a TV in our trailer, so she watches TV, but she puts all the old type movies and old type shows. You know, I'm trying to watch White Chicks and, I don't know, Hangover 2, and she'll have something on. Remember Maude? Okay. Oh, my mom loved the show Maude. Well, apparently there's some Maude news, right? Right on, Maude. Right, Maude? Okay. Apparently, there is a picture up. Oh, my gosh. I really feel sorry. I don't know when Bea Arthur did this, but there's a topless painting of the late actress Bea Arthur. Oh, she was also Dorothy in Golden Girls, but I remember her as Maude. And apparently, controversial artist John Curran painted Bea Arthur naked in 1991. And I guess she has her typical expression, and her breasts are you know, kind of droopy. And it's a picture, and I think it is up on the market now for $2 million. Mind you, an old Air Force One from the 70s, possible Nixon presidency, is up on auction for $50,000. But a naked painting of Bea Arthur up for auction, starting bid, oh, it was purchased, $1.9 million. Blows your mind, huh? Anything but tranquilizing, right on, Maude. Okay, let's move on. 1 in 5 U.S. kids have a mental health disorder. 1 in 5. All right? So you have all these kids running around the park. Figure out the number. If there's 100 kids, 20 of them have a diagnosable mental disorder, according to the CDC. Now, apparently this report that was released yesterday looks at these 6 areas: ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, behavioral or conduct disorders, mood or anxiety disorders, autism spectrum disorder, substance abuse, and Tourette syndrome. The most common mental disorder among children aged 3 to 17 is ADHD. Boy, I think there's an overdiagnosis of that sucker. Nearly 7%, 1 in 15 children in that age group, have a diagnosis of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. This is my problem with ADHD. And I've told you guys this. Mom brings the kid in because the teacher says the child has ADHD. And the kid's sitting there, you know, playing on mom's iPhone. Then I talk to the mom for about 20, 30 minutes. Kid is sitting there playing on the iPhone. And the whole time. All right? So what's going on? What does the teacher say he's doing? Well, he's always looking around. He's always playing. He's not paying attention to her. All right? And I take a look at the kid, and that kid is focused on that game. Then I go, what's his favorite TV show? Oh, SpongeBob SquarePants. There was a marathon on the other day. He just kind of sat there and watched TV for hours. Okay, well, first of all, as a parent, don't let your kid stare at anything for hours. Now that we know that these LED lights could be damaging the retina, all right, you know, just tell the kid they'll go blind when they... Remember how our parents scared us? Don't sit so close to the TV, you'll go blind. Yeah, tell them that. It'll scare them. And there may be some truth to it because these LED lights can bother the retina. But honestly, if a child can sit there and watch a SpongeBob SquarePants marathon, if they could sit through an Iron Man 2 movie, if they could sit there for 20 minutes playing a video game, I don't think they have an issue with attention. So we'll talk about the other type of mental disorders, what you guys have seen, and go from there. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope. Optimize health with K48 Plus.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about 1 in 5 children being diagnosed with some sort of mental condition or diagnosis, whether it be ADHD, Tourette's, mood disorder, depression, anxiety, autism. And I mean, that's a pretty darn high number. Some of you are weighing in on the lines right now at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got James on the... Hey, is this my James? Hey, James, buddy, what's up?
I got a couple of things to tell you. One, I saw an article the other day, did a little research on it. I didn't save it on my computer, but I can find it again, send it to you. It's been proven, or so they say, that ADHD is a fictitious disease. It doesn't exist. It's a psychiatric label that was put on a condition that was just meant to prescribe medication to kids to better control them. rather than the proper routes of parenting. Now, you know, you and I have had that discussion in the past about, you know, the proper role of parenting. Also, the situation with your autism. Now, when we were kids, there was like 1 in 1,000 kids might have been autistic.
Right.
Back in the 60s and 70s. Now, it's like 1 in 50 or 100.
Right.
Right. Do you know where that comes from? Where does that come from?
Yeah, no, that's where all the theories are surfacing from. Is it coming from the electromagnetic energy from our computers, from our cell phones? Is it coming from the preservatives and vaccines? Is it coming from parents being older when they're having children? You know, I have a theory, women with fibroids may be more likely to have autistic children. Because so many of my patients who have autistic children have fibroids. I'm just pulling that one out of my cervix. I don't know.
Okay.
But, James, send me that article on the ADHD, okay? You have our email, right?
How do I send that to you? No, I don't.
Yeah, our email is Dr. Dahlia. See, if you listen to the show once in a while, you'd know our email.
I do, I get on XM, so I come in for an hour and that's it.
I know. Slacker. All right. Dr. Dahlia, D-O-C-T-O-R, Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A-H, at hotmail.com. Okay?
Hotmail. Gotcha.
And if not, just go to my website. All right. Thanks, James. You know, let me ask you guys something. You know, we've talked about, discipline and ADHD. Do you guys think ADHD is more of a discipline issue? I mean, you know, as a doctor, I'll tell you what I think, but I want to hear from you guys because I love hearing your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have we gone so far the opposite way because of all these idiot parents that abuse their kids that we just aren't disciplining our kids enough? I mean, I got to tell you, if my kids said 1/1,000 the things they said to my mother, when I was growing up, if I said 1/1,000th the thing my kids say to me, to my mother, I would have no teeth. Yet, because I work all day, so I feel guilty that I work all day, and they make me feel guilty. Mom, you're always at work. You're never around for us. They know what to say because they see the TV shows. And then I come home, and when I'm with them, well, I'm not going to spank them. I'm not going to, you know, they get in trouble in school. Usually what they get in trouble for is kind of, you know, makes me giggle, you know. And so I'm just too tired to hide the giggles and give them a mommy face. I have developed a mommy face, you know, to make it look like they, you know, went over the line. And my husband says it looks ridiculous. I go, I can't do the mommy face. My mother's mama face, oh, my gosh, it was like Medusa. You'd turn to stone. You would be paralyzed in fear. When my mama would give you a look, oh, and my father was scarier because, you know, we grew up in Arizona. And so he had these big, huge belts with big, huge turquoise belt buckles. And when you got the belt, oh, damn. But what was scary about my dad is you could never read his facial expression. It was like poker face. So he would go from 0 to 90. So you're like, da, 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 beep, 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 beep. You know, you're doing yourself, not thinking anything's going wrong. So you don't hear mom go, stop it, guys. Stop it, guys. Stop it, guys. And all of a sudden, she'll call my dad's name. My dad's name was Zev. Zev. And I'm like, oh, and we fled. And it was like Indiana Jones's whip. You got nailed no matter where you ran in the apartment. And, you know, where was I going with that? Oh, okay. But anyway, I mean, we had this fear of our parents. Not that I think kids should be afraid of their parents. I don't. I want my kids to be able to come to me. But what I am noticing is a lack of respect. And maybe these kids, some of them, I think there is true attention deficit disorder. I don't want to disagree with James because he's one of my trucker buddies and I love him to death. But I think attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is a disorder out there. I just think it's overdiagnosed. So we have these kids that run rampant and do whatever the heck they want in the house. And then they go to school. And now they have a teacher that is their quote-unquote babysitter. And these poor teachers, I mean, you know, they're blood, sweat, and tears trying to teach our kids. And then these kids don't show them any respect because they don't have to show their parents respect. Parents come home from work, they're tired. And this also transcends to our obesity issue. When I was growing up, you ate what your mama cooked. And if you didn't like it, you didn't eat. I remember my mother and my grandmother, if you don't like it, lump it. And I hated that saying because the food actually, to me, looked like lumps. Oh, Lord have mercy. Somebody teach my mom how to make some dumplings. Now, again, I love my mom, that's just the way they raise you, okay? It was, you know, pretty bland, lumpy food, and, you know, you didn't want to eat it. I was a real skinny kid. I always went to my room or my sister's room or wherever I was sleeping at the time without supper. Nowadays, oh, baby, oh, okay, you don't want the broccoli and the salmon? Then I'll make you a grilled cheese sandwich. Or, you know what, baby, I'll make you chicken fingers. Would you like that? Stop crying. Stop crying chicken fingers, okay? Get him some chicken fingers. This is ridiculous. No wonder these kids are being diagnosed with attention deficit. All they have to do is flinch, and we feed into what they want. It's not the kids that should be running the family. The family should be running the family as a group, and the parents should be heading this off. And it's not happening. So now you got these kids in school, and they get bored, which is another aspect to our attention deficit hyperactivity overdiagnosis. Apparently, kids can't be bored anymore, right? If kids find something boring, it means the situation is wrong and they need to change the situation, all right? And I tell that, you know, my kids will tell me, school was boring today, Mom. I go, some of the stuff is supposed to be boring. You think conjugating your verbs is as exciting as watching Captain America or Iron Man in the Avenger movie? No. I before E, except after C. There's no way you can make that stuff fun. You think multiplication tables are, well, I liked multiplication tables. I thought that stuff was fun. Algebra, oh my gosh, give me 2 hours of algebra. I won't go to the movies. Give me algebra. I love algebra. But anyway, you know, they think it's boring. And so they come to me like something's wrong. School was boring. Mom, fix it. No, I'm not going to fix it. Okay, sometimes you're going to be employed and you're going to have a job where you get bored. We need to teach these kids how to deal with boredom. And maybe one thing they could do is pay attention. If you pay attention and you hear the history of the Constitution and what our founding fathers had to do with this country, maybe you'd find it interesting. Now, true, some teachers do make it boring. I can't tell you how boring some of my teachers made sex ed. Boy, they could have done, I mean, look at all the material they had. And I'm sitting there going, really? Really? You're going to talk about the pseudo-stratified columnar epithelium of the lining? Oh, no, come on, make it fun. Make it interesting. Grab our attention. But these teachers have a lot on their plate. They are really up against computers and iPhones and iPads and YouTube and LED lights and flashing lights. No wonder these kids are getting diagnosed with ADD. School and a blackboard or chalkboard is boring. All right, well, don't go away. We got poop in our public pools, and we'll talk about what your poop should look like. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, if we're talking about California, maybe a better place to swim is outside in the ocean with all the fish poop, because the CDC is saying most public pools have human feces. And researchers found genetic material from E. coli, bacteria normally found in the human gut and feces. And this report just looked at pools in the Atlantic area, and 58% of the pools had feces. According to this report, they say swimmers frequently introduced fecal material into pools, adding the bacteria could also be because they may not shower before diving in, or they may actually have quote-unquote incidents of defecation. Come on, people. You really can't hold your poop. The CDC also found genetic material from bacteria called Pseudomonas aeruginosa. Pseudomonas aeruginosa is actually, it's a beautiful bacteria. When you grow it in the lab, it's kind of pretty, kind of really greenish. And it causes skin rashes and ear infections. They found that 58% of the pools. Researchers said the bacteria may originate from the environment or swimmers. The study included 161 pools around Atlanta. Officials did say, look, you know, they had to preface and say this may not apply to all pools. But they think that there could be a link to swimmer hygiene practices and contamination of the pool. Some swimmers may be nice and clean before they jump in the pool. Some don't. Now, I remember my brothers growing up. I don't have to take a shower. I swam, right? And, you know, my mom was just, you know, too busy to deal with them, you know. And she's like, you know, because getting my brother to take a bath and take a shower was, I guess, a lot harder than me. Me, I like taking 4 or 5 showers a day. You know, I get some ink on me. I was taking a shower. I wasn't obsessive compulsive. I just loved hot water hitting me. I just loved showers. It was great. It was fun. But my brother would say, I don't have to take a shower because I went swimming. You know, and I'm looking at the pool going, Mom, it's yellow. Now, luckily, nobody in my family peed in the pool. I know that because I was a big water drinker. All right. And we had a house that we built a pool in, and I think it was the first house we ever had. And we built a pool in it, and I remember just drinking the water. And my mom would be like, stop it. I'm like, but it gets into my mouth. She'd be like, close your mouth. Please tell your kids and tell your family to close the mouth. You know, another thing people do at public pools is they change their baby poolside. So they change the baby poolside, and the big poo-poo diaper with a gust of wind falls into the pool. And then people go, oh, gross, but they keep swimming. You know, and I'll talk to my husband about that. I'm like, I don't know, you know, because we'll go on vacation. We do staycations a lot in Vegas. I love staycations. Go to the MGM, go to the Wynn, Bellagio, you know, you'll get a discount as a local. So, you know, if I'm going to go on vacation, I might as well put money in the city I'm at, you know, help the city's economy. And so we do a staycation. Don't have to pay money for gas. It's a real inexpensive vacation. Right? Do a staycation for a weekend. So we go to the pool. You know, and I'll ask my husband. He's like, no, 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 there's chlorine. The chlorine kills everything. All right. Well, this is what I want you guys to do. Okay? I want you to take a tub of water, all right, or a pail of water. All right, put maybe a teaspoon of chlorine, okay? Then what I want you to do is pee in that tub, okay? Keep peeing. Now, some of you will say, well, it's overflowing. It's overflowing, okay? I would probably say, my husband says, the chlorine can handle it. Now leave the room with the pale, overflowed, urinated water. Leave the room for about an hour. Come back into that room, and what do you smell? You smell urine. Did the chlorine do anything? I mean, what do we expect the chlorine to do? To take urine and in some chemical reaction turn it into honey or pancake syrup or something that we don't mind getting into our mouths? All right, so let's talk about pool. Let's talk about poop, all right? Let's talk about poop, baby. So, poop. Some of you ask about what the color of your poop should be. All right, usually poop is brown or some shade of brown. Why? Because if you take a whole bunch of colors, green, blue, yellow, red, brown, purple, and you mix it all together, you pretty much get brown. So brown comes from a mixture of colors. So let's say you ate a Big Mac. You got the sesame seed bun, you got the yellow cheese, you got the white lettuce, because the lettuce they give you on Big Macs usually aren't the deep green. So you got white lettuce. You got the brown patty. If you, and maybe some ketchup and onions and mustard. Oh no, it's the special sauce, which is pink. So anyway, you chew it all up, it's going to pretty much turn brown. Where I get a little nervous is if your stool looks blackish. If your stool is blackish, that can mean there's blood, but blood that was oxidized. You know how when you bleed, the blood turns dark and then the scab is kind of blackish? Well, when blood has a while to be out of its environment, it starts to turn black, which is why if you have an upper GI bleed where you're kind of bleeding from the stomach like an ulcer, by the time it gets to the stool, it could be black. It could be an ulcer, gastritis, We talk about esophageal varices, which are kind of like varicose veins in the esophagus. And, you know, that to me makes me kind of nervous. But sometimes blueberries can make your stool black. Black licorice can make your stool black. Taking iron can make your stool black. If you take Pepto-Bismol, you know, somebody will have gastroenteritis, diarrhea, vomiting, whatever. They'll drink some Pepto-Bismol. Then they'll come in to the office going, my stools are black. Oh, my gosh. It could just be the Pepto-Bismol. So, you know, whenever I see black stools, we immediately take a sample to check for blood. All right. We also tell you to cut back on anything that could give you an ulcer, like alcohol, ibuprofen, aspirin, et cetera. Now, what if your stool is kind of tarry, not all the way black? Still, that could be blood in it. Still, it could be blueberries, certain licorices, et cetera. So if it's not all the way black but tarry, still. Now, what if you're bleeding someplace lower? Well, then your stool will be maroon or red. Then what that means is you're bleeding, the blood didn't have that much time to oxidize throughout your digestive system, which could last a couple days. So then we worry about like diverticulitis. Some of you guys have pockets in your colon called diverticulosis. These pockets then start to fester when little food gets in them. They fester, they get inflamed. You get infection, that could start changing your colors. You could also have a bleeding hemorrhoid. You could have ulcers. You could have anal fissures, tears in the rectum. That'll probably cause the stool to be very red. If you have an anal fissure, you'll see a streak of blood. Of course, tumors, polyps, etc. But keep in mind, you know, when you give your kid who has the stomach bug red jello, that can make his poop red. Certain popsicles, Kool-Aid, tomato juice, beets. It drives me crazy when my seniors eat beets. Yeah, I know they're healthy, but their stool could look funny. It could look fuchsia. Now, orange. Orange to me means we're starting to get some bile in there. And orange to me means if your stool is kind of orange or even yellow, that means the stool hasn't had enough time to churn and become brown. So that means you're having trouble with your transit time. It also could be high vegetables and carrots and turnips. I mean, some of your vegetarian stools will be lighter. So if you have a really good vegetable intake, sometimes that could do it. But a lot of times I want to take a look at the liver. I want to take a look at the gallbladder, make sure there's no gallstones. Green. I had a whole bunch of spinach and the stool turned green. I freaked out. I called my doctor when I was in college. Again, that could be transit time too quickly. You finally ate some green leafy vegetables. Your body didn't know what the hell to do with it, so it started to pass it. And blue food coloring. Blue food coloring could make your stool look green. Now, let's say it's clayish gray colored. That could be fatty foods. Again, you're not digesting as well. So, you know, we'll talk about, you know, things to do to keep that digestive juice is flowing so your stools don't have funny color. But for the most part, if your stools are kind of the same nice brownish color, I wouldn't worry. But always look at your poop. You got to look at the poop. All right, guys, don't go away. We got 2 more hours coming up. Switch to your iPhones or iPads if you can. We're going to rock and roll. Do dreams come true? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.